Next on KSMU, Making a Difference, stories of hope and help produced with support from the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Wendy Steele is founder and chief executive of Generosity Matters, which offers its clients professional consultation on how to live a more generous life. She's also creator of Impact 100, a nonprofit model which pools together the resources of at least 100 women and sometimes men to make a transformational grant. Michael Chatman is Senior Vice President of Philanthropy at the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. His weekly Twitter talk show, hashtag WhyIGive, has close to 400,000 followers. Chatman and Steele have known each other for years, but met face-to-face for the very first time in April when Steele addressed CFO's 2016 affiliate conference.
Wendy, I remember the very first time we made contact through social media, and I was doing a lot of research on who would be the top thought leaders and experts in the field of philanthropy. And I remember specifically talking to several people from the Council on Foundations, talking to people from Exponent Foundations, people from Sea of Leeds, folks from independent sector. And every time I would put together my list, your name would always be on it. And I just remember the very first time I reached out to you via social media to say, congratulations, you've become one of the top 25 philanthropy experts in America, according to the Michael Chatman Giving Show. And that started a relationship between the two of us, interestingly enough, via social media, so much so to the point that people who meet us for the very first time think we have been friends forever and ever and ever. And so to be able to put a name with a face, to be able to meet someone who thinks just like you do within the space of generosity, I've always felt a sense of kindred spirit between the two of us because we're both advocates for the field of generosity and philanthropy.
Yeah, exactly. Likewise. And in a lot of ways, it feels like we've been friends forever. The funny thing for me about social media, and I'm not nearly as good at it as you are, but one of the amazing things about it is, although we have not met face-to-face until this week, during the years that we've had exchanges and we've come to know each other, and we have spoken on the phone,
Absolutely, of course.
And, you know, that sort of thing, you really do get to know a person. And so meeting you in person and coming together like this, there are no surprises. This is the same Michael Chatman that I follow on social media. This is the same Michael Chatman that I learn from on Twitter. This is the same Michael Chatman who's kind and generous in his online persona. In real life, you're exactly the same. When you believe the same things and you operate the same way, there is sort of a heart connection. And, you know, spending time with me, you know, I'm not afraid to say things like I love you and I hug people.
Yeah.
And because I believe that wholeheartedly and sincerely. And I think that when you get to know someone at a heart level, at a value level, you can't help but feel that connection, which is a total bonus. So coming together as we have over these few days, it's been terrific to see that confirmed.
In the home of Terry Hedgepath last night, when I took you to Ozark to speak for the Impact 100 group with the Findlay River Community Foundation, and Jackie Barger and Margie Beatles and many of the people that are involved in that group, because I had shown your video so many different times and showed them the bylaws and took them to your website and talked a lot about Impact 100. When you walked in the room, everybody felt like they knew you.
And although I didn't have the same benefit, I felt welcomed like a friend. I felt welcomed like part of the family. The women and men last night and today at the conference, I think they understood my sort of perspective and where I was coming from, but they were themselves so warm and so welcoming and so open and so friendly. We, too, sort of cut to the chase of immediately developing rapport. You didn't have that awkward, sometimes small talk of, you know, who are you and what do you like and what do you value, because they knew. And by extension, I knew a lot about them. And it really helped. Last night, the energy in that amazing home that we were lucky enough to be hosted in, the energy was infectious. People were excited. People were ready to do something big for that community, and they're doing it. They're doing it. It's amazing.
And Matt Lemon's mom, you know, she was just such a sweetheart, and she came up to me, even Matt Lemon's mom, and said, "You tell my son, Matt, I'm all in. I'm all in." And it was just that level of excitement that was transferred over to the affiliate conference.
It's funny. Jackie came up with an amazing sort of math statistic, and I hope he shared it with you. He shared it with me toward the end of the conference today. He said, you know, there are 49 affiliates plus Springfield. If only 20 decided to start an Impact 100, and if only 20, and if they did $500, and if they only got 100 women, at the end of this year, you all would give away $1 million. That is exciting to me.
And that sounds just like Jackie. That sounds just like Jackie to be able to make that comment.
The common denominator is people who are putting their community above themselves, who are working and living every day trying to make this whole region better than the way they found it. And that is a very special quality. So I'm grateful to be invited out by CFO to be here, to be able to meet so many of the key players throughout the organization. And now I'm excited to see what happens next. So I hope that you'll keep me posted on what develops and how things evolve from here. It's been an exciting visit, but I truly believe this is just the first chapter of what I think will unfold to be a really interesting book.
Excellent. Well said.
Michael Chatman is Senior Vice President of Philanthropy at the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Wendy Steele is Founder and Chief Executive of Generosity Matters, a professional consultancy working with families, for-profit and non-profit organizations on how to live a more generous life. She is also founder and creator of Impact 100, which has been replicated in 36 cities around the globe. As of 2015, in the USA alone, Impact 100 grants total over $33 million. For information about philanthropy in the Ozarks and across southern Missouri through the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, cfozarks.org. For KSMU and Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, I'm Mike Smith.